Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's concern over the future of Peace Plus funding from which Donegal has benefited billions from over recent years. The 100% Redress Party has welcomed confirmation that the complaint process for defective block homeowners who have had their remediation options downgraded is being dealt with by an independent body. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood is calling for charges against people who protested in support of Palestine across the UK to be dropped. And a South Tyrone councillor is calling for more to be done to stop people posting pictures of fatal car crashes on social media. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15. First news though, there's concern over the future of Peace Plus funding. Donegal has benefited from billions of euro in funding in recent years, but Councillor Jack Murray says his party colleague Kathleen Function, MEP, has been told that while the programme will continue beyond 2028, central funding from Brussels is not included in that commitment. Councillor Murray believes the European Commission is implying that Peace Plus must be entirely funded by the Irish and British governments, and he doesn't have faith that that will happen. He says this is a vital programme for Donegal and border counties.
We know in Donegal more than any other part of the Sidon the benefit of Peace Plus. Billions of euro has been invested into our communities, strengthening cross-border cooperation. And without this central part of funding, I would be very worried about the future of Peace Plus. I know that the Dublin government for many years has neglected the North West, and I don't have confidence that they would step in to fill that void.
Is this a matter of budgets haven't been approved yet, so the money isn't on the table, or is this a matter of Europe actually specifically stating the money will not be there? Because there can be a difference between those two perspectives.
There can be, but at this moment in time when there is no commitment, despite it being intimated quite early, it's very, very concerning. And of course the European Union is restructuring how it's funding public services, and they're moving quite concerningly towards militarisation and investing in armaments. And I hope that this is not to the detriment of peace funding, literal peace funding that helps build peace on our island, strengthens our communities, benefits so many, many projects across Donegal, across the North West and across border counties. I've been raising it through my role as the Committee of the Regions representative in the European capital in Brussels. Kathleen Function is doing the same through her work in the European Parliament. I would hope that all our MEPs across the party lines, be government and opposition, fight this, because look, this is billions of funding that has been so beneficial to our communities that we have to fight tooth and nail. This is absolutely massive.
The 100% Redress Party has welcomed confirmation that the complaints process for defective block homeowners who've had their remediation options downgraded is being dealt with by an independent body. Party members met with Engineers Ireland, who confirmed that the Ethics Committee is operating as an independent body with an external membership, considering cases on individual merits. It was indicated that substantive progress was expected to be made this side of Christmas, and that once the complaints process has concluded, dialogue with the Housing Agency is expected to reconvene. That's been welcomed by Councillor Joy Beard.
If these complaints are upheld, there's a series of sanctions that can be put on the engineers, that if it's proven that they've acted unethically, and that can include anything from a 6-month suspension, we were told, to total expulsion. So we do have to wait. It is being done independently, so we do have to wait to see what comes out of those complaints that have gone through by homeowners who were quite valid to do that.
And a large part of this for defective block homeowners who are going through this process is just feeling heard.
Oh, totally, totally. You know, what these homeowners are experiencing, and you know, it's beyond cruel at this stage. Many of them have put their appeals in 2 years ago. Now, yesterday also at a separate meeting, our DCB meeting, the housing agency were in attendance, and 3 appeals have been heard. You know, one was to do with the damage threshold, the other 2 were to do with the options. But it's been reverted back, basically. Well, the homeowners were right all along. there is no one has inspected their properties, and that's what the appeal panel has determined, that there needs to be an examination both internally and externally of the homes, not a technical review. They need to re-examine the homes and reconsider their decision. So that's ongoing as well, and I hope more appeals now will be forthcoming to end this nightmare for families, because we have to remember these homes are deteriorating rapidly now, and the majority of these people should not be in these homes. They need to be able to move on. It's been too long, and they're quite right to put in their appeals. They're justified appeals, and they need to be heard.
Foyle MP Colm Eastwood is calling for charges against people who protested in support of Palestine across the UK to be dropped. He himself will accept an informed warning from police for his part in an illegal parade in support of Palestine in Derry on February the 14th last year, with a special hearing to clear that set for next week. Five other defendants, including Councillor Sean Hargan, will contest the charge. Keisha Conley reports.
The defendants are 42-year-old Colm Eastwood of Duncreggan Road, 59-year-old Goretti Horgan of Westland Avenue, 36-year-old Davina Poulis of Knox Hill Park, 60-year-old Robert Paul Maxwell of Rathland Drive, 27-year-old Jude Coffey of Garton Square, and 52-year-old Councillor Sean Harkin of Beechwood Avenue. All from Derry, they're charged with taking part in an illegal procession in February. Councillor Harkin is also facing charges for February 17th. At today's sitting of Derry Magistrates Court, Ciarán Shields, a solicitor acting for Eastwood, said that his client would accept an informed warning. The case was adjourned until Wednesday next to allow for that to be administered. Meanwhile, Sinead Rogan, the barrister for the other defendants, said that an informed warning was not acceptable in all of the other cases. She said that she wanted to narrow down witnesses in the case and go through the papers before setting a date for a contest. District Judge Ted McGill said that a special day would be required for the hearing and adjourned the case against the five defendants until November 12th to see if a special day could be found in the court calendar.
The Taoiseach says he's had constructive meetings with Fianna Fáil backbenchers following the fallout from the presidential election. Micheál Martin's leadership has been under scrutiny after the Jim Gavin debacle. He has been meeting with backbenchers to address some of their concerns amid talk of a possible confidence motion. But the Taoiseach says the public will get impatient if political parties focus on internal issues to the detriment of core issues.
But more importantly, it's not about the party all of the time. It has to be about the people of this country. It has to be about a relentless focus on the issues that matter to the people. Housing is the key issue. I'm working night and day with my government colleagues to unblock barriers to getting houses built.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is reminding online shoppers they can request a refund if a product is not delivered in a certain time frame. It comes as 300 jobs are at risk, with the parent company of Fastway Couriers having gone into receivership. Fastway operates a depot in Letterkenny, with several Donegal-based businesses that use the company impacted. The CCPC says consumers have a contract with the retailer, not the delivery company, and are protected from non-delivery. Consumer Affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, Connor Pope, says companies like Fastway have struggled to compete with the massive operation An Post has.
So they have the economies of scale. They're a huge, huge operation. They also have deliveries going to every single corner of the country all the time anyway. So if you order something from Dingle or if you order something from Inishowen, you know, they have somebody going to the Inishowen Peninsula anyway. So it's not like they're going out of their way to deliver the package to you.
A South Tyrone councillor is calling for more to be done to stop people posting pictures of fatal car crashes on social media. 3 years ago, Councillor Malachy Quinn, the head of the SDLP grouping on Mid Ulster District Council, discovered footage of a car crash he was involved in was filmed and shared online before he even had the chance to tell his wife. He's now supporting Kiva's Law, which would make it illegal to take pictures or videos of fatal accidents. He's also backing It's Not Your Story to Tell campaign, being spearheaded by the Road Victim Support Northern Ireland Donegal Group. Councillor Quinn says his own experience shows the speed at which pictures and videos can spread.
Came to a stop, and about maybe a minute later, somebody came screaming into the back of me and smashed the back of the car. But about 4 or 5 minutes after that, I got a phone call from my wife asking, had I been in the accident? What was going on? Quite frankly, I looked around very puzzled, thinking, is she in the queue of traffic behind me or in front of me? How did she know? And she was able to tell me that she had seen pictures of the car all over social media.
The NUJ is expressing concern that the bodies being established to replace joint policing committees may hold their meetings in private. JPC meetings were held in public, with the Donegal meetings regularly being attended by Highland Radio and other local media outlets. However, they are being replaced by new local community safety partnerships, which will include representation from the HSC and TUSLA. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan is promising a new transparent and inclusive approach, but the guidelines say media attendance is discretionary, but suggests they should be excluded for the first year, at which point a decision to permit media presence could be taken. Seamus Dooley is Assistant General Secretary of the NUJ.
Oireachtas committees, for instance, go into private session before or after their public hearings. Local authorities do the same. I can imagine there are circumstances where the HSE or TUSLA, for instance, or indeed police, may wish to give a briefing to the committee in private. That can be dealt with. There is no issue there. Mm-hmm. There should, however, be a presumption that meetings will be held in public, and this report suggests that there is a presumption that meetings will be held in private. The very notion that it is discretionary means that, in theory, the committee, the partnerships could decide that they're going to have all of their meetings in private for the entire term of office. That would be perfectly consistent with the guidelines now published. One point I would make is that government, through Commissioner Naman, are actually funding a local democracy scheme to encourage greater coverage of local authority and community and regional government bodies. So there's an irony in this. This runs contrary to that. The story first appeared in the Journal, to give the Journal their credit. And that story was written by a democracy reporter funded by the Commission reporting scheme. In theory, that reporter might be excluded from meetings of the Partnership Committee.
It's emerged that alcohol, fireworks and flares were seized from a bus transporting away supporters to a football match in Derry over the weekend. Police intercepted the bus in Strabane, which was refused entry to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. District Commander Superintendent Sinead McIldowney said the operation was part of efforts to ensure community safety and prevent further disruption following disorder at previous fixtures. It's been proposed the nighttime economy initiative that has been rolled out in Buncrana this past number of years be extended to the Lifford-Stranorna Municipal District area. Councillor Gary Doherty believes the project could serve as a blueprint for revitalising evening and late night activity in other parts of the county. He says it's time to revitalise the Twin Towns to what it once was.
In my view, the Twin Towns of Ballybofey and Stranorna have a lot to offer when we're thinking about the nighttime economy, particularly given the large number of visitors who stay in the hotels in the town. And I think that there's a very valid case for including the Twin Towns in the next tranche of towns to be selected as part of the plan.
It's interesting to hear that be raised, because you often would have heard that years ago Ballybofey and Stranorla would have been the place to go for a night out.
Absolutely. Look, I grew up in an era and with a generation who the people that lived in the surrounding hinterlands of Ballybofey and Stranorla, Castlefin, Killygordon, Glenfin, Conway, etc., those people would have all travelled into the Twin Towns at the weekend for their night out, for a bite to eat, etc. And look, I think that there's an excellent opportunity here. If we look at this from the aspect of safer transport, better lighting, to more late-night cafes, live music and creative spaces, I think it's about making Ballybofey and Stranorla a place where everyone feels welcome after dark. And I think we need to get a return to that. And I absolutely see the potential in the Twin Towns for this. And I think it would be an excellent candidate to add to this nighttime economy action plan when the next tranche of towns are launched.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. It was announced earlier that the Gradham Seamus McGeady Award for the Player of the Donegal Senior Football Championship 2025 is to be presented to Niamh Connell's Finbar Rorty. Niamh Connell beat Gidor in this year's championship final that went to extra time at the beginning of the month. Rorty was named man of the match in the final and was instrumental in getting his club to an 8th senior county title. He has also been nominated for the GAA's Young Player of the Year award thanks to his performances for Donegal this year. In soccer, Galway United could all but guarantee their place in next season's SSE Airtricity League Premier Division leader, Galway, who are away to Shamrock Rovers tonight, have a superior goal difference to their relegation rivals. A win for the visitors would put them 3 points clear with a game to play, while a point for Shamrock Rovers would guarantee them the league title. Kick-off at Tellus Stadium is at 8. Newcastle continue the defence of their EFL Cup as they host Tottenham in the last 16 tonight. The club ended a 70-year wait for a major trophy with victory in the competition last season. Manager Eddie Howe says he's hungry for more success.
It's maybe made the desire to win even stronger, because seeing the joy in everyone, whether that be the players, the supporters, the owners, seeing how that united the city and the celebrations, you know, that can only make you want to experience that more.
Elsewhere, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he's likely to rest star striker Erling Haaland for their trip to Swansea. Arsenal take on Brighton, Chelsea visit Wolves, while FA Cup winners Crystal Palace go to Premier League champions Liverpool. Celtic have confirmed Brendan Rodgers' assistant manager John Kenny has also left the club. Coaches Adam Sadler and Jack Lyons, along with head of performance Glenn Driscoll, have departed Parkhead too. Former Celtic boss Martin O'Neill is back in charge on a temporary basis for tonight's Scottish Premiership game with Falkirk. Four Donegal players are in the Republic of Ireland amateur international squad that will face an FAI ETB selection tonight. Letterkenny Rovers' Luke Park is in the panel alongside the Cockhill Celtic trio of Harry Doherty, Lee McColgan and Garvin Freel. There is a 7:30 kickoff time in Dublin. Football's lawmakers are considering changing the rules so VAR can intervene if a player is sent off after picking up an incorrect second yellow card. Video referees are currently unable to make checks on any bookings. In rugby, Rory Best is set to return to Ulster as the province's new general manager. The former Ireland captain played for Ulster for 15 years, making over 200 appearances. He brought an end to his playing career following the 2019 Rugby World Cup. Finally, in darts, Luke Littler missed out on participating in today's Players' Championship 33 event in Wigan due to traffic. The 18-year-old arrived after the 11 a.m. registration time for players due to congestion on roads approaching the Robin Park Leisure Centre. Littler was replaced by Charlie Manby, who is ranked at 174th in the PDC Order of Merit. That's all your sport for this evening. We're back with more tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, more than three quarters of Jamaica is without electricity as Hurricane Melissa's left roads underwater, brought down trees and flattened homes. Officials say it's too early to know if anyone's died, but 25 people have been killed after a flooded river burst its banks in Haiti. The storm has hit Cuba also. Jamaica's Education Minister, Dana Morris-Dixon, has given the all clear, meaning restoration works can begin.
A Category 5 hurricane is catastrophic. It would have left significant damage. And so that's why we're not getting communication. Slowly, we're getting some of our systems back up, and you should be able to reach your families, we're hoping, very soon.
This year's Love Donegal Day was the biggest ever, reaching almost 150 million people worldwide. Social media users shared their love for the county across numerous platforms using the hashtags Love Donegal Day and Donegal Aboo. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
On Wednesday, the 10th of September, tens of thousands of people flooded social media platforms with pictures and videos showcasing Donegal's beautiful landscapes. Donegal County Council says this year's campaign was even bigger than before, reaching 109 million people worldwide on the day, a figure that had climbed to 1.467 million by the end of the weekend. The council says it has become a special annual event that highlights Donegal's stunning scenery, rich history and lively community spirit to people everywhere. The event was further enhanced this year by the fact that during the week of Love Donegal, 400 travel creators from around the world visited the county as part of the TBEX conference. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Paul Canning, says the event shows that strong connections that the county has across the world and highlights the fact that people just don't see Donegal as a destination, but also as a place to build a future.
On World Stroke Day, people in Donegal are being encouraged to know the signs. It's vital to seek emergency care once a sign is detected. It's estimated that 2 million brain cells are destroyed every minute someone is suffering a stroke. Christine McLaughlin is a stroke specialist nurse at Letterkenny University Hospital. She says it's important to remember the FAST acronym.
The face, has the face drooped or become weak in one side? The arm, has the arm become suddenly weak or clumsy in one side? Has the speech suddenly become slurred or confused in nature? It's time to act fast. So the second that you recognise those signs, is the time that you dial 999.
And the way to remember that is that face, arm, speech and time spell out the word FAST.
FAST, that's correct, yeah. Patients need to get to hospital quickly to be assessed. Stroke treatment is time dependent, so 50% of strokes will not arrive to the hospital within 3 hours of symptoms starting. So it's very, very important if you want the treatment. All patients will be suitable for the treatment, but the quicker you get to hospital to be assessed for that treatment is the best way to go forward.
Weather now, some scattered heavy showers this evening, bringing the chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms. Highest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, there's concern over the future of Peace Plus funding. Donegal has benefited from billions of euro in funding in recent years, but Councillor Jack Murray says his party colleague, Kathleen Function, MEP, has been told that while the programme will continue beyond 2028, central funding from Brussels is not included in that commitment. The 100% Redress Party has welcomed confirmation that the complaint process for defective block homeowners who've had their remediation options downgraded is being dealt with by an independent body. Party members met with Engineers Ireland, who confirmed that the Ethics Committee is operating as an independent body with an external membership, considering cases on individual merits. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood is calling for charges against people who protested in support of Palestine across the UK to be dropped. He himself will accept an informed warning from police for his part in an illegal parade in support of Palestine in Derry on February the 14th last. And this year's Love Donegal Day was the biggest ever, reaching almost 150 million people worldwide. Social media users shared their love for the county across numerous platforms. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 29th of October. The death has taken place of Father Noel Breslin, Birmingham, formerly of Castle Doherty, Ardra. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial of his ashes in the family plot. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member. Father Noel's funeral mass can be viewed on the Church of the Holy Family webcam. The death has taken place of Pat Nugent, 27 Sean Park, Sion Mills, formerly of Aderney, County Fermanagh, reposing at his home. Funeral service at his home on Friday afternoon at 12:30, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Liz Barr, née Kinsella, 78 Ashbrook, Strabane, formerly of Campile, New Ross, County Wexford, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Kathleen Laverty, née McGee, 481, the Curra, Killigordon, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Hugh Joseph Doherty, Pollens, Trenta, reposing at the home of Laura Corbett, Drumcavany, Trenta, until 10 o'clock this evening. At the request of the deceased, the wake house will be strictly private to family, friends and neighbours tomorrow. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Temple Douglas Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Rose Hill, Nay Houghton, Portaline, Kilkenny, Mallon. Rose's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahad Clay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu of desired to Ardeven Dementia Unit, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.